At home, at school, and in the neighborhood, WHYY is asking children, parents, and experts what kids need to be healthy, and we're sending our reporters out to cover modern kids better. What do you do when your child suddenly develops hearing loss? For WHYY, Randy Scott Carroll takes us through one family's recent struggle and some of the science of sound.
There's a noise in my head. Can't you hear it? Can't you hear it? Mommy, put your head against my head. You'll hear it.
This is Marina, a Philadelphia mother whose 13-year-old son, Theodore, developed a mild noise-induced hearing loss. To respect their privacy, we're only using their first names.
I mean, he went right to make me deaf so I don't have to hear it.
Theodore was experiencing tinnitus, the perception of sound without an external source present, usually described as a ringing in your ear. It's a biological response that can result from any number of things: congestion or reaction to certain medications, or it can be an actual loss of hearing due to an overexposure to loud noise. The families tried to piece it together. They went to a shooting range a couple days before, though there was ear protection.
I was wearing the earphones and I remember thinking, wow, this is still really loud.
She says Theodore also plays piano and violin a lot.
When he was playing the piano, that's when we had the really big onset.
Ultimately, it's impossible to say for sure what caused the problem. But what experts do know is that children are more susceptible to noise than adults.
And if you have a two-year-old who's in a noisy situation and they start walking away, they're going to be told, no, you can't leave. Like, it's literally not their choice to be in these settings.
That's audiologist Frank Wardinger, who works at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He says not only are children often stuck in a noisy situation, sound waves are also amplified in a child's ear.
Your voice is louder in a small space than in a very large gymnasium, for instance.
After sound waves reach the ear, Wardinger says they travel into the ear canal and land on the eardrum, which acts like a trampoline.
If you were to throw a golf ball on a trampoline, it's going to bounce. It doesn't take a whole lot of weight to make that membrane actually respond and react.
From there, the sound is amplified by tiny bones and sent into the inner ear called the cochlea, which is Greek for snail because of its coiled shape. Wardinger says this is the part that actually gets damaged from noise exposure, and in particular, it's the little parts of the inner ear called the outer hair cells.
You can imagine they're like little tiny dancers inside your ear that when they hear their song, they start wiggling and moving. And it's those wiggle and movements that trigger nerve firings.
The louder it is, he says, the harder these hair cells have to wiggle and dance until they get tired. If the noise exposure is too loud or lasts too long, these hair cells eventually give up and die.
So once they die, they scar over and you've lost that part of your hearing for forever.
With ear protection in place, Theodore plays a Chopin tune he's been working on. The ringing in his ears is mostly abated on its own, he says, though there are still some hard days. His mother says she's relieved.
But I also am very clear, and the doctors and the audiologists and other people told me, you dodged a bullet.
Theodore says for him, hearing protection has become just as easy as wearing sunglasses.
And if people want to protect their eyes, they should also protect their ears.
There's no reason why any kid or adult, really, for that matter, has to develop a noise exposure because of the tools that we have to help.
Like Theodore, Dr. Wardinger says that in the same way we can wear a hat or sunscreen to help prevent sunburn, the same approach can be taken when it comes to noise. Wardinger says our culture needs to change the way we view hearing protection.
Again, it worked for sunglasses, it worked for sunscreen, it worked for seatbelts, worked for helmets. We do all these things without even thinking about it. Because in the end, you want to enjoy these events, you want to enjoy the noise and the music and all of that, but you just want to do it safely so you're not losing that reason why it's enjoyable, which is your hearing.
Randy Scott Carroll for WHYY News.